Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Guitar.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
You better believe it. Wednesday here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Again, it's tough when you try to click on stuff now. I understand Jay Binkley's frustration.
Yeah.
We asked the question at the start of the 7 o'clock hour on the Fesco and Dusty poll question on a Wednesday. Are the Chiefs making the playoffs? Yes or no? 221 of you supporters have voted. 55.7% of you say yes.
Wow, it's coming down a little bit, yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, that's kind of where Yikes. The mindset is, yeah.
No, I get it. Hey, no, it's fine.
It's fine, absolutely. Yeah.
There are three comments.
Oh, there are? Mm-hmm. Are they good ones?
Yeah. Someone says, from Jason Tenney, I voted yes, but there needs to be maybe option. I'm on the fence.
It's yes
like,
or no.
There's I feel no like option. No, but I think they will creep in. The NFL script can't have them written out yet.
Take the week, because you're right. Do you think the NFL is willing to take a hit financially by not having the Chiefs in the playoffs?
This comes from Michael Thomas. He says yes at 11-6. And then the last one is from, well, I'll leave the name alone.
Oh, is it that bad, huh?
Yeah.
Not appropriate. Huh?
It rhymes with Jerome Tang. If they learn to run the ball, they will. So, 221 votes if the Chiefs will make the playoffs, yes or no. 55.7 of you say yes. So, the line is thin, but it's a lot closer than I thought it would be on a Wednesday. But by the way, you guys know that I have a lot of respect and love for Colin Cowherd. Mm-hmm. But he had this to say about time to rip the Band-Aid off for the Chiefs.
So, I in my opinion, Kansas City needs a reboot. They have to rip the Band-Aid off with Travis Kelce. You can't have your star weapon be good five times a year. It's time to rip the Band-Aid off, final year. He'll be good if they get to the playoffs. And then one more year, a guaranteed salary with Chris Jones. To me, it's time to rip that Band-Aid off
and that Band-Aid,
after next season.
And that Band-Aid is going to get ripped off, though. Like, those are two things that we know are going to happen, right? You're going to rip that Band-Aid off with Travis Kelce. You're going to rip that Band-Aid off with Chris Jones. That's why I go back to, why is this team 5-5? Because if you ask people what personnel decisions they make, That's Colin Cowherd saying in 2 years they need to get rid of Chris Jones. And after this season, Travis Kelce needs to move along. Now, if Travis wants, he's played great this year. He's been better than five games per year.
He's tight end two in the NFL.
I mean, he has been absolutely unbelievable. I would bring Travis back if he wanted to come back, you know, after next season. And that's everybody trying to figure out why this team is 5-5, right? Because nobody wants to look and blame what really needs to be blamed. I don't think Andy Reid's having a great year coaching, and I don't think Patrick Mahomes is having the best year playing quarterback. And everybody wants to talk about they're starting to age out. Who exactly is aged out on this team right now? I mean,
you said Chris Jones.
Chris Jones. Absolutely. I think it's getting close to that time. But you've got a young offensive line. You've got a fairly young defense. You've got fairly young weapons on this team right now. I mean, Worthy and Rice are very young in the NFL and on their first contracts, right? Yeah, Kareem Hunt's a little bit old, but he was never really brought in here to be anything other than a cloud of dust and whatnot. Pacheco's probably going to injure himself out, you know, by the time this is all said and done. So there's not many guys that you need to rip the Band-Aid off and start this rebuild with, because I think they've done a really good job of building and rebuilding during this run that we're on right now. They've constantly changed that roster over to about 33% every single year. And so I understand what he's saying when he says that there needs to be retooling. But when you really take it back and peel the layers back, how many players really are at that point? We're like, oh God, that guy just doesn't have it anymore. The biggest difference for me this year has been the bad decisions by Patrick Mahomes and the not accountability that Andy Reid has with this team committing double-digit penalties in multiple games.
Yeah, he would go on to say about Mahomes being better.
Let's be totally frank about the Chiefs. And this is a weird thing to say, but part of Kansas City's problem is Patrick Mahomes. In the last two seasons, he has not been in Josh Allen's galaxy. Josh has been more accurate. Josh gets to the end zone more. Josh uses his legs to a greater degree, and he's just a better runner. Right now, Mahomes is not Josh Allen last 2 years. And Patrick's become kind of a bad road quarterback this year. This year, he's 4-1 at home. On the road, he barely completes 60% of his throws. His passer rating in the low 80s, 81. So you could say, well, he doesn't have the weapons that he needs. Josh Allen does. Actually, he's got better weapons than the 2022 season in which he was MVP. Go look up their receiving core that year. So I do think part of the Chiefs' underachievement this year is on Mahomes. He's been less consistent, less accurate.
So for the first time since 2015, this team is 5-5.
Mm-hmm.
And for the first time in the Mahomes and Andy Reid era, the two biggest issues that you look in production are on Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes.
Do you guys agree with that, or is it something else? Because that's where I am on this.
I don't know about Josh Allen's galaxy.
That's Colin.
I didn't mean that. I mean, like, the two issues this year are the two issues that we don't want to mention are the quarterback and the head coach. The two that have been the steady, great, constant for all of this time,
no.
I think are the two that are having their worst years of anybody in the organization.
I think
right
there's
now.
Three individuals. Okay. I think there's Patrick Mahomes has not been great.
Right.
Andy Reid has not been good.
Right.
And Brett Veach has not been good with the acquisition that they made in the offseason. They brought a running back season, and we're seeing what the running back season's done. It's 5-5. They brought back Kareem Hunt. They didn't make any trades. Didn't draft a running back high in the draft, you know, stuff like that.
That's the one you can say they missed on. I always hesitate with trades. You need a dance partner, and there are not a lot of people that are trading with the Kansas City Chiefs anymore. They just aren't. I mean, that's, you talk to anybody around the league, and there's a lot of teams that aren't even taking their phone call because they're tired of this team. So, but missing on a running back in the draft, looking back on that, yeah, that probably was a big mistake by them.
I think a lot of Mahomes' issues are from Andy Reid, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, Andy Reid, or Mahomes is not playing well. The red zone turnovers, the decision-making, I'm with you. But it's Andy Reid's job to fix a lot of those things. A lot of the reason that Mahomes is playing bad, I think, is because the offensive system is stale, it sucks, it's boring, it's predictable. That's all on the head coach. It's not his job to develop or to establish the run in a game. That's
the head coach.
Reid.
No, that's 100% on the head coach. That's exactly right.
Agreed.
And as good as Andy Reid is, he does have flaws. We all do. I keep saying that. We all have flaws. And Andy kind of admitted to it. Maybe I need to call heavier runs. A lot of people, I mean, if you look at the aggregate, you know, of that comment by Andy Reid, every place out there is like Andy Reid throws Mahomes under the bus. Andy Reid's attacking Patrick Mahomes. I don't know that he is throwing him under the bus. It was definitely a subliminal message to Patrick Mahomes. But my subliminal message back to Andy Reid is stop putting it in the hands of your quarterback. He's now proven that he can't handle that. So you as the adult, as the coach, as the leader have to say, we're running the ball. We will be handing it off to number 27 or 29, whatever the number of the running back is. That's what we're doing here. I'm no longer giving you the option because you have shown over the last 8 quarters you can't handle the option. And you're not making the right decisions when I do give you that option. And so because of that, the option's been taken away. And that's how you have to be as the leader and the head coach. And I think that goes a long way if Andy Reid does stuff like that. Goes, look, guys, I'm the head coach now. This is what we're going to do. We're not RPOing this anymore. We're R-ing it on this play. And there ain't no PO.
I'm PO'd.
Yeah, right.
That's great.
That's what you got to do. That's how you have to be the leader of this team.
No doubt. Coming up on the other side, I want to give Cody Tapp credit and let Bob cook for a little bit here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Tune in to hear Mitch Holthus every Friday at 7:20 right here on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Back in on a Wednesday here on 96.5 The Fan. We'll revisit the poll question a little bit later. Want to give credit to Cody Tapp's back in the house today. Sure he'll tell you everything that's been going on. But he wasn't shy on Twitter last night because he nailed it.
Boy, did he.
This comes from Fox 4 News, Kansas City. Homeowners associations on the eastern edge of the city are coming out against the idea of Kansas City Royal Stadium going in at the northwest corner of 119th and Knoll. Cody then tweets perfectly encapsulate. I can't say that word.
Encapsulates.
Yeah. Terrible reading. HOAs by thinking they are the decision maker on this.
Yeah, that's right. And I was just talking to Cody. He goes, it's 69 homes. Like they're going to have a say over anything, right? Like, but that's what homeowners associations do, right? They think they can have a say over everything. And, some are worse than others. I know you've talked about the homeowners association that you've dealt with by your friend's pool. And, everybody's got that guy that, you know, in the neighborhood is policing. We're very lucky. We don't have that in our neighborhood, you know, to an extent, but you know, you always got that homeowners association guy that you have to live with. I hate to tell people this and I'm just going to be very blunt. The stadium is going to go at 119th and Knoll, and quite honestly, nobody really has a say. That's why it's going there, because we tried to do it the other way where people had a say and it didn't go so well, right? So now you have the opportunity to go where you don't have to worry about a public vote, and you get the opportunity to put the stadium at 119th and Knoll. It'll be a user tax. It's not going to cost anybody any money, you know, out of their paycheck. It's not going to cost anybody any money when you go to the, you know, to the store. And there's a sales tax that's added on. Even if you're not a sports fan, if you go and you utilize that area, you will pay for it. If you don't, you will not pay for it. It's the best of both worlds. And that's why this is so exciting, because there's no new taxpayer dollars that are going to be involved in all of that, unless you utilize that. And then you're going to pay for the tax district, which is the same for anything. Whether you go to Zona Rosa and do shopping, you have a higher tax rate up there, or Town Center Plaza, or wherever the case may be, right? That's the way it works. And so when the stadium goes in at 119th and Knoll, you're going to have the opportunity to go, or you're going to have the opportunity to not go. It's very much up to you. But that's why they're doing this.
Homeowners Association.
Yeah, yeah. Homeowners Association.
Stick to trash cans, mailboxes, and people's lawns too long.
Yeah, exactly.
Like $2 billion project.
Right. Yeah, exactly. A $2 billion project. Fiserv is moving in there. I mean, I heard last week that there's already plans to have Capital Grill and the what's the tap room that they have out there at Legends that's so popular, the Yard House.
Oh, yeah.
Those two are going to be going in out there, from what I understand, by the Andretti side of things. I've heard there's some famous bars that are potentially Kansas City famous bars, if you will, that are looking to relocate or build a second location, you know, in that area. And it's just going to be booming. Now, I will say this. If you don't like it, and it's going to be something that you feel does affect you and impact you, but by all means, sell your house and get out. But, I mean, this is going to be an unbelievable project for the state of Kansas. It's going to be an unbelievable project for the Royals. It's going to be an unbelievable project for, you know, Royals fans and all of that. I'm excited about both opportunities that we're going to see, you know, kind of happen. I did have one guy at the Jay ask me yesterday, my man Dave, and I'm like, usually these guys ask questions like how the traffic's going to be and where are we going to park, right? Dave said to me, he goes, where are they going to put all those bricks from the buildings they're going to tear down? I'm like, that's a really good question. I don't know where they're going to put those bricks. Probably grind them up and use them as concrete and, you know, put it back into the new stadium, the recycling of stuff like that. But, I mean, you're right. If you're the Homeowners Association complaining about this, maybe you put up a stink just to show a couple of your neighbors that you're on board. Look at it this way. You'll never have to pay for parking again at a Royals game. You could just walk over there. That's going to save you $20-25 a night.
From the text line, gas. From the 816, it's not going there. From the 816, I literally can't think of a worse place for it to go. Somebody says from the other, another 816, just moving the same issues they have now across town.
What same issues are that? A desolate area of town that's, you know, left for dead versus a thriving area of town where the economic engine of the city is?
From the 913, where can I see the fine print about this taxing?
There is no fine print. It is a user tax.
Yeah. So just then someone says, oh, stadium talk turns off radio. So I just thought it was a good tweet by Cody.
Oh, it's a great tweet by Cody. Yeah.
HOA. So I found this just scrolling through Twitter. I thought this was funny. It looks like there was like a Sunday school, I don't know, like a pop quiz Sunday school. It says one of the special days we celebrate during ordinary time is blank. And then they circled All Saints Day. They got it correct. Write the names of Jesus's mother and father. They put Mary and Joseph. Mm-hmm. Then it says, write the name of one saint. They wrote Drew Brees.
Now name another saint. I'm out.
I just thought that was kind of funny.
I love it. What grade was that?
It looks like it's a very young kid that wrote it because they spelled Drew. They spelled Drew Brees. J-E-W B-R-E-E. Drew Brees. John Gruden. He might have had quite the take. I'm trying to find it in our files here because we put so much stuff in here. But John Gruden had a take, I think, about the Kansas City Chiefs and everything involved with them.
No, it's not about the Chiefs. Just a different hot take.
Oh, this is John Gruden's hot take.
The Miami Dolphins, who beat the Buffalo Bills' ass last week. I watched the film. They kicked the Buffalo Bills' ass. They're going to beat the Washington Commanders at home for a two-game winning streak. And then the New Orleans Saints are going to come to town next week. They're going to win three in a row. And then they're going to go on the road and beat the Jets. That's going to be four in a row.
Oh.
And then they're going to go to Pittsburgh, and they're going to win five in a row, get back in playoff contention.
Whoa.
And Mike McDaniel's going to get a five-year extension and stick it up a lot of people's ass.
I love it. It's a lot of ass talk from John Gruden.
It really is. My goodness.
That's his hot take. He thinks the Miami Dolphins are going to win six in a row and get back in playoff contention, that Mike McDaniels will get a contract extension of upwards to 5 years.
Wow.
That's a pretty good hot take, because looking at their schedule, and what have we said the last couple of weeks? By God, this team is still playing for their coach.
They really are. That's why he hasn't been fired. That's why the GM was shown the door. But they like this guy down there.
Do you guys have a hot take the rest of the year?
Mac, you can go first.
Yeah, I've got one. I think both the Chargers and Jags missed the playoffs.
We hope so.
Yep, I think the Texans and Chiefs are in. I looked at both their schedules. They've got at least three losses, both of them. And both of those teams, the Chargers, play the Chiefs. The Texans will play the Jags again. So they have a chance to both one-up them. I think both those teams end up cratering these last 7 weeks, and both the Texans and the Chiefs end up in the wild card, which is probably more along the lines of what we would have predicted before the season started.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. So that's your hot take. My hot take is the Chiefs are going to run the football.
Wow. That's scorching.
No, honestly, my hot take is we're done with the losing. It's over. I know I've said this before, but if you're going to be that team that you think you are and you believe that you are, there's no more room for a loss. There is no more room for a loss if you're going to make the playoffs. Yep. Five is the limit for me. Six, I know, I don't want to hear they won the Super Bowl. Back in those days when they were 11-6, they had a clown, a mad scientist, and Sideshow Bob coaching in the AFC West so they could stack their wins. The division has gotten better as well for the Chiefs, but you're still better than everybody else. You're still Patrick Mahomes. You're still Andy Reid. If you are going to be a playoff team, you will not lose the rest of the way. And that's my hot take, because I still believe in this team. I believe that they're going to be in the postseason. I believe that they're going to make a run, but they can't lose another regular season game.
My hot take is that the Detroit Lions will be the number one seed in the NFC when it's all said and done.
Wow, there we go. 6-4 right now.
Yep. They are not going to lose a game the rest of the season. They're going to beat the Giants this week. Then they're going to play the Packers and beat them in the next week. Then they play the Cowboys. They win that game. And then the number one seed will be on the line against the Rams on December 14th at 3:25. I think they win that game. Then they get the Steelers, Vikings, Bears. So they get the one seed. They lock up the NFC North. And I think Dan Campbell and Jared Goff are the number one seed in the NFC. And they win the NFC North when the rest of the year is on the line. I don't know how hot that is, but it seems pretty hot since they are 6-4 and outside of the playoff.
Well, that's the veteran right team now in that division. I mean, that's the vet. Just like the Chiefs are the veteran team here, right?
That and the Rams.
Veteran teams know how to win when it matters most. Let's see if the Chiefs and Lions can go out there and do that. They should be able to. You're battling Caleb Williams and the Bears and a first-year head coach. You're battling, you know, the Green Bay whatevers. The Green Bay, meh. I mean, there's just not a good football team and nothing impressive about them. So go be that veteran team, right? Go be that veteran team that the Lions should be. And that's what I'll say to the Chiefs as well. Go be that veteran team. Go be that team that says, you know what? Enough is enough. We've been here before. We know how to win, and go win. And don't let a little thing affect you at the beginning of the game, because that does. It's always been that way with this team. When they lose, you look back, they get flustered early, and then they just get out of their game plan.
You got to find three more losses for Philadelphia, because Philadelphia has two losses and they just beat Detroit.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So even if they both had four losses, Detroit would have that tiebreaker. So you got to find three losses for the Eagles the rest of the season. That's the tough part about that.
Philly's losing this week against Dallas.
At Dallas. Okay. There's one.
Let's look at their schedule.
They host the Bears after that.
They probably win that game. They play at the Chargers. They probably win that game. They lose one of the final three against the Commanders.
Nope.
And, they play the Commanders twice in 3 weeks. Yeah. And then they play at Buffalo on December 28th at 3:25. Buffalo's winning that game. That could be a shootout. I mean, every game Buffalo plays is basically. Yeah. I mean, this game against Tampa Bay was headed that direction. Then Josh Allen took over in his own galaxy.
I wish we had two games left against the Commanders.
Yeah, seriously. Marcus Mariota twice would be awesome.
I wish the Royals could play the White Sox, like Tenney Matthews said, 80 times a season.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, look, I trust. Is it weird to say that I trust Detroit more than I trust Philadelphia, just because of, like, I think the stability is there more so in Detroit than it is in Philadelphia?
You trust the quarterback. Yeah,
I trust the QB. I trust the coach.
100%.
I trust the GM obviously more in Philadelphia, but that doesn't have anything to do with the regular season.
Nope.
Going down the stretch, it's your players. It's your you know, your management. But that's why that take is there.
And why don't you trust the Chiefs when we have the best head coach quarterback combo in the NFL?
Because right now that head coach quarterback combination is failing.
Good point.
I don't know if Detroit's is failing. They've been severely injured on defense, which is one of the reasons why they got smoked by the Chiefs. They still lost. Give the Chiefs credit. That offense was still on the field. But Detroit just, when the season prolongs, the advantage that Detroit has in a stud wide receiver in St. Brown, a massive deep threat that is now awakened in Jameson Williams. I mean, he has been electric the last 2 weeks. And then you have Gibbs and Montgomery. And when you have a running game later on in the season and you play a lot of your games indoors, and then you take that game outdoors and you get to run the ball, I just like Detroit. I think they're a really, really good, fundamentally sound team. They also don't have the pressure Kansas City has.
Clear identity, too. Talked about identity all week. The Lions know who they are more than maybe any other team in the league.
You know, would you be surprised if the Chiefs ran the ball 30 times and threw it 15?
Yes.
This week.
If they do, you might have to get your ass here on Monday morning.
Seriously.
I'll be on a plane at 6 a.m., so that ain't happening.
Where are you going?
New Jersey.
Oh, nice.
Man. You do it every other year? Or just
we do it usually every year, but sometimes things happen during that year.
Sure.
Where we're just like the last year we went to Italy, so we're just like, we'll scrap Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Sorry, family, I'm going to go to Italy.
No, we went all together.
I didn't know the whole family went.
Yeah.
Somebody says, well, the Chiefs are kind of in the same boat because they play the Raiders and the Titans still.
Go get them. Those wins. But those games aren't going to matter if you poop the bed this weekend against the Colts.
No, they got to win this week. Got to win this week. I believe they could make the playoffs with two losses, but then you're counting on everyone else, and you probably won't. I think they will make the playoffs if they win out or only have one loss.
I don't want to have that one loss.
I agree.
You see where I'm saying, Mac? Like, I don't necessarily disagree with that. I'd have to look more at it.
Yeah.
But I don't want to deal with that.
No, I don't
Just
either.
Go take care of business, man. Enough's enough.
And that loss can't be this Sunday.
I do have a question, because one thing that we do get discredited for is some people will say, because you've done this your whole life, how much do the Chiefs pay you? How much do the Royals pay you?
I've never gotten 1 cent from either of those organizations.
But you get that question all the time,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, of course.
And Mac, welcome to Kansas City. It'll start happening for you because you'll only go up in this organization. The thing about this is that I'm speaking as real as I possibly can. And I think that's something that should be valued in sports radio, because yes, I can sit there, like, I would assume that Nick Wright, who's the biggest homer for the Kansas City Chiefs in the national media because of where he comes from, took a lot for him to say that Bo Nix was better than Patrick Mahomes on Sunday, especially when he said he'd shave his head, that the Chiefs weren't losing this game and all this sort of stuff. And then to see his reaction, and then I'm kind of in the same, he still is a believer, obviously. He's going to ride that ship till it goes, kind of like you guys as well. But I'm just in the belief that I'm seeing so much indifference in this type of team. I'm not discrediting what this organization has been. I'm not being ungrateful for what they've given us. I just think when we look at this season, this just seems so much different than any season we've ever seen in the Mahomes and Andy Reid era, that it gives me cause of concerns. And it is a weekly shift, right? Like you guys have both said, because I can be on the same page, can I not? That you said if they lose this game to Indianapolis, then it is over, right?
Yeah, I do believe that. Yeah, I
would
do.
Would you believe that?
Now it depends on what else happens.
Statistically, not over.
Right.
As of today, they have a 57% chance to make the playoffs. And I think that if you look at this team, do I believe that they can turn it around? You better believe I believe that. I do not disbelieve in what they have and what they have shown. There's none of that in there. But what I've seen from this season, right now, this team does not tell me that they are a playoff team. And that's why I think that that loss against Denver was kind of like the proof in the pudding that this is not a playoff team. Now, again, it's week 12. Mm-hmm. That can change. They go out and beat Indianapolis because the Chiefs are, like Binkley said, they're really good on the road, or they're really good at home. They're really bad on the road. Indianapolis has two losses. Want to guess where they came? On the road.
On the road.
So,
yeah,
I mean,
and Patrick Mahomes, like you said, is awesome at home, terrible on the road this year.
But what we're seeing right now with the product and the what I think we all think is a miscommunication, and the guy that is the captain of the ship and the guy that is the first mate of the ship, they're not there. And this is why I'm saying before that, they've always, what we think, have been there. They're 0-5 in one score games. They were 12-0 last year. They're the same team they were last year that they are this year. And
if not better weapons than they had last year.
This team just reminds me of my Costa Vida order. There are tons of options there for you to have. You can get pico, sour cream, queso, guacamole, salsa, different variations of it, corn, tortilla strips, cilantro, everything. But you know, at the end of the day, less is more.
It is, yeah.
Is more.
It's like those places with those big menus, you know? You're like, I got 85 things. Give me the five things you do.
You don't need to do it. You don't need to get the, you don't need to get the Bloody Mary that has 18 ingredients in it. Just give me the olives and the pickled green bean, and it's going to be just fine, and it's going to satisfy. Go back to less is more. F, everybody's got to eat. Best player got to eat.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that best player that day is Tyquan Thornton, if it's Rashee Rice, if it's Xavier Worthy, whoever it is. The hell with the EGE. That's fun when you're
winning.
When you're 3-2 or 4-2, whatever you are.
Right.
But when you're 5-5, less is more. And yes, I don't care if Patrick Mahomes goes out there and is 18 for 23 for 145 yards, but if they do less with more, which is what they should be doing this year, then it will start to be that way, because you can go to Costa Vida and you can be indulged with all these ingredients and make it. But you know what? At the end of the day, you get the enchilada sauce, a little cilantro, and a little pico, and a side of sour cream. It's perfect.
And you had mentioned that if Patrick goes like 18 to 23 or whatever it is for 135 yards, you can live with that. My retort is this: he can't. And that's why you can't allow him to have the option of running or passing. That's why you, as the head coach, have to make sure that when you do want to run the football, you specifically do call that run. done, because you're not going to – Patrick Mahomes is never going to go 18-23 because that's not how he's wired. But that's where the head coach has to – because I'm with you. 18-23 for 135 yards and you run the S out of the ball and you win the game, that's great. But that doesn't that's not pretty. That's not fun. That's not exciting. But you know what? We're not at the point of the year where it needs to be fun, pretty, and exciting. It just needs to be victories, however you want to scratch those out.
Because what you're doing – somewhat in a microcosm is what you've done that's made Patrick Mahomes successful. Travis Kelce in the NFL right now is tight end two.
I mean,
36-year-old Travis Kelce, what we think is his last year, is still your best option. Just do it.
Yeah.
Because right now you can't think about furloughing the season and being like, you know what, load management, Travis Kelce.
No, we're done with that now.
That's out.
That's out.
You've lost that capability of being 5-5.
Right.
Go with what makes you great. Go with less is more. You know what? I love the fact that we like to comp Rashee Rice to Deebo Samuel. Use Rashee Rice as Rashee Rice. Use Travis Kelce as 25-year-old Travis Kelce. Do that. Have that be available. And if you want to take a deep shot to Tyquan Thornton later in the game, then that's there. It's been proven there. But go with less is more.
Yeah.
Go with what you know is true. Don't try to get cute. Don't try to get gimmicky. Don't try to get to this point where it's like, well, I've got all these options. I want to make sure. And I don't think that that's what he thinks about when he puts it in his head, but... Yeah, last week when they played Denver, Travis Kelce had 13 targets, 9 receptions.
And was wide open most of the day.
91 yards and a touchdown. Yeah,
he should have been featured
and
more.
And if they're going to give you that, take it. If they're going to give you free chips with your burrito, just take it. You might not eat them, but you know what? They might come in handy when you think about it. Go to Travis. Let Rashee Rice be a wide receiver. Let him be that guy. And I understand that his skill set is immaculate, but that's fine if you were 7-3. You're five and five.
You're absolutely 5-5, and things do need to change from an offensive standpoint. It just can't all be about putting up the pretty numbers anymore. It has to be about grinding out wins.
No doubt. Mac, you agree with that? Less is more?
Yeah, less is more. I also think to emphasize the why on the Chiefs running the ball. Why do they want to do that? It is not to break off these massive runs or really have a lot of success. It is legitimately just to be what we've talked about today, is to keep the defense honest. If you get 3 yards, even 5, that would be awesome. But if you get 2 or 3 yards, that's okay. That next time you go into that play action, or maybe you try to do an RPO, Now the defense is actually thinking, okay, maybe this is a run. Maybe this is the
because they're not believing you're going to run the football.
No.
And that's what it's all about. Again, go back and watch that first play that Mitchell Schwartz had on X, formerly Twitter, and the linebackers immediately are in the pass coverage going to the other side of the field. They did not respect the run whatsoever, and you can't have that. That's the eye-opening part, is you get no respect. No respect. It's like Rodney Dangerfield right now running the football. I get no respect.
No respect.
Speaking of no respect, Bill Belichick is spotted at an adult co-ed cheerleading competition to watch Jordan.
Mm-hmm. What's wrong with that?
Got to root on your person, man.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. If you would have told Bill Belichick 5 years ago that in the next 5 years he'd be dating a 24-year-old and he'd be at adult co-ed cheerleading competitions in the crowd... There's no chance. This is like a Saturday Night Live skit. Remember the cheerleaders, Will Ferrell and what was her name on Saturday Night Live, right? Like, is this what it is?
That's awesome.
I mean, you're supposed to be like Bill Belichick when he was coaching New England Patriots, didn't have time to like give his kid a birthday present, right? Everything was all about football, football, football. It's amazing the power that a young woman can have over an adult male. And seriously, it's unbelievable. She's 24 years old, and she's involved in adult co-ed cheerleading. And on a Tuesday night during the football season, Bill Belichick's ass is sitting there watching her cheerleading competition.
Mm-hmm.
He's rocked up. He's thick.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, support your lady, dude. Go out there and, you know.
Yeah, adult cheerleading?
Hell yeah.
Yikes.
That's weird. That is just weird.
You think he went with the hoodie?
Yes, he did. You didn't see the picture?
No.
You didn't click on the link?
Cut off.
He's right there.
Oh, yeah. True to himself. Look at that man. I wonder if he knew the sequences. Coming up on the other side, National Blank Day plus weird places to find hair. I don't know what that means. We'll dive into it here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Morning, Kansas City. This is Trey Smith, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
All right, so I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't bring up what National Day was, because that's Fesco's favorite. It's National Men's Day. But before we do that, parking lot issues continue here at Odyssey. And Alex Gold is here because this is going to make Bob's entire week.
I mean, it's. I'm so happy.
Had no clue you guys discussed this issue on Monday. I pull into the parking spot. And I'm like, let me park next to Bob. And we're all kind of parking a little bit to the right in our parking lot because we've got the tower and these birds keep, you know.
Exactly. We explained this yesterday. Right. The birds poop, yeah. And so we've all kind of backed our cars.
And so I'm like, I'll park next to Bob, whatever. I got the new F-150. Thank you, Shawnee Mission Ford. And so...
Such a smooth ride.
Yeah, it is such a smooth ride. This thing is so smooth. And so I was like, let me park next to Bob. I'm like, why does this feel so... Like, the parking spot so tight? What is going on? I'm like... Oh, wait a second. There's a Mercedes over here that's in a third row. We don't have a third row, guys, in the parking lot. And so we do now. And so I guess this happened earlier in the week.
Happened on Monday, was it?
Yeah. So people are creating their own parking spots. Yes.
It's Amy in sales, and she's been a terrible driver since the day I've known her. And her cousin Keith Klein, shout out Keith.
Yeah.
I was always over in my neighborhood with his 95-year-old mother taking her on walks. It's so sweet. I love it. And it's Amy's cousin, and he texted me yesterday. He goes, "Oh my God, I'm going to tell Amy about this because I sent all the pictures of how bad this. I mean, here, Alex. This was Monday. How bad this was.
Well, let me send you
show
today.
Yours and Alex can show his.
No, I went out and took an aerial shot of Amy's car now. Yeah, she created a third row. After yesterday, having this discussion with her, she got called out by Allison in sales, who said, "Oh my God, you parking like ridiculous." And she says to me yesterday, she goes, "Keith Klein texted me, her cousin, about what's wrong." She says, "What's wrong with my parking? Keith Klein texted me." I sent her six pictures of how bad of a parking job it was.
You had six photos.
All different angles.
Bob, of course, I told you made his day.
Well, the funny thing is, so Mac is parked in this photo, obviously. He's in a normal parking spot, the second row.
And she's created a third row.
I thought about really just causing a bigger problem and just parking the truck in front of Mac. Mac couldn't leave, which wouldn't have been my fault.
Right.
It would have been, and then we could have had a whole
Spectre thought about doing that the other day. Goes, "I'm going to pull in front of you, and then we got to go back inside."
Because Spec took my role as the instigator today. You guys barred in here like the police. I thought we said something because we talked about edible underwear earlier. And you and Spec came in the door, and I'm like, "What's going on?" And then you did the story. I'm like, and then Bob just gets up and runs out.
We know Amy, like, wonderful lady, but then she texts me. She says, I was never a great driver or parker. I totaled my car when I was 16 on the way to take the SAT. I slid on ice and ended up on someone's front lawn." So this has been happening for the better part of 5 years now.
Which is where she drives a really nice car.
It is a very nice car.
She's got a great car. It's an SUV. It's a beautiful ride.
And I know our parking lines don't exist.
Yeah, they don't exist, but we kind of, you know where you're going to park.
We also know there's not a third row.
Right, exactly. Right, there's not a third row. But again, as I said yesterday, it's Pavlov's dog. You just pull in because she's always behind me. Either you're behind me or
she's
behind me.
We should just make a long line. I should park in front of Max. Someone park in front of me. Just block the entire row.
And so she then
find out how she's going to leave today.
Yeah, how she's going to get out. But I'm sure it's already made its way down to sales.
Three of our other sales staff.
Others have seen this.
We're walking in with me at the same time. And they were all getting a kick out of it. Yes.
Well, I mean, because look, she's a terrible driver. I'm just going to say it. I mean, it's awful. It's now two of the 3 days this week that she has just formed her own parking spot out there.
Uh-huh.
And it's not like we didn't call it out. Nobody said anything. Okay, you made a mistake one day. Oh, maybe you made it again. You were legitimately called out on 96.5 The Fan. Your cousin knows you parked wrong. He's sending you pictures. Yeah. The entire sales staff knows you've done this and are blocking everybody in. And then a day later, you just go, "Yeah, I'm going to form a third row again."
This is funny because I had no clue. So there you go, guys. Good to see you.
Hey, real quickly, because it's National Men's Day.
Is it? Okay.
What's one of the most random things you do as a guy?
Random things as a guy?
Scratch yourself. No, that's every baseball player.
I got to think about that. Random. I don't know if I have a clear answer. I think like normal guy stuff we all do. I don't know if there's a unique one.
Eating your car.
Oh well, yeah. I definitely not now. Yeah, but
I don't know.
That was something I would do because my dog would drive me crazy, and she still does when I eat, like, in the apartment and everything.
But so you eat your dinner in the car because
I have. I not now because I'm...
Because of the dog, really?
Well, because it was just, it was not worth the hassle. Like, and you're like, someone would be like, train your dog better. And she's 12, okay? Yeah, like, this is what the dog is.
It is what it is. Yeah. Somebody said that to me yesterday, too, about mine. I'm like, I can't walk. Try this, try that. I'm like, I've tried all that. It's not working.
Yeah. No, obviously, if I grill something at home, I'm not going out. I'm not taking a plate of...
Oh, I thought you were doing that.
I'm not taking a plate of food to the car. That's crazy.
Eccentric. That's, and strange.
No. I'm saying if I go to Chipotle or something,
right?
If I go to Chipotle, I'll just eat the rice bowl in the car and be done with it. I can eat more peacefully. The dog's not bugging me and we're done. I'm not making food at home.
Why not just stay at Chipotle and eat it then?
Because I'm way more comfortable. I can have music on. I'm comfortable and in the car. Okay. Yeah, that's what I would do. I haven't done that in a while. I don't do that anymore, but thank you guys.
Absolutely.
He's out. I'm done with this conversation.
I just got in. I got food. I'm trying to eat,
also,
Bob.
What's the best Monopoly piece?
Boardwalk.
Well, like a game piece.
Oh. The car. Okay. Little car. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. You can go play on your show because your guy's back.
Thank you. Yes, he is back from hernia surgery. The text line and everybody was roasting him, so that'll be fun today.
We're roasting Cody?
Yeah. Like Bink called him soft. Dane and Hughes called him soft.
The man had surgery. Everybody else can go kick rocks.
I know, but this will be funny today because Cody hasn't heard the audio, so we'll see.
I asked him if he could keep
the abdominal surgery.
I mean, like I respect Dane and he's tough. He played football, but Dane, this guy just had surgery, bro.
Abdominal surgery.
Binkley was making fun of him?
Yeah. Yeah.
That guy's an idiot, man.
Make sure you guys got the computers good for him today.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He went all into that earlier.
Hey, there's a problem with the docs, Bob. It wasn't the computers, the docs. What's one of the most random things you guys do as a guy?
I don't know.
Is there anything
else? I don't think so. I don't know.
I will say this. I am OCD as F.
But that's not a guy thing, because my sister's that way.
No, I'm saying if I can keep going, I get the leaf blower out constantly and clear the path in the driveway and the patio. I did it last night, and I saw some guy sitting in his chair hitting a dart. He lives across the street from me. I haven't introduced myself, but I want to, because I feel like he's alone. And I was listening to some 90s country, and I was just slamming some brews.
Oh, he would love to join.
And I want to, and he just hits darts. And I want to be like, dude, you come over here if you want, kick it. And I got out there last night, and I was just, like, blowing all the leaves off my patio because I refuse to do the leaves yet because there's still so many that need to fall. I don't want to do it five times. So I'm doing it. He just scratches his head, laughing, and he just gives me the wave. I'm like, sorry, dude. I can't have the leaves. It's a guy thing. I don't know if it is or not, but, like, I don't want to walk on the crunch. I don't want the leaves to come into the house. So I'm just out there just can in hand, leaf blowing the other one.
That's Crapper's an old fool. Guy thing. Yeah. That's like retirement age type stuff.
Better
like,
believe it.
You know, I do the lawn because we had the new grass put down. I talked to Jake from Aspen the other day, and he goes, I just want to apologize to you. I said, for what? He goes, for all those damn trees you got in your backyard. I go, yeah, it's bad, dude. I've done the leaves now five times. I went out there again yesterday and just kind of blew them off the grass around the kind of the perimeter against the fence, and I got to go out there again and get rid of these things. But it's five times in a week.
That's insane. Micah in Denver said, spit.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Yeah,
I do that as well.
Yeah. But that's not weird either. That's guys just kind of spit.
Somebody says on text, we should buy some spray paint and just claim our own spots. Well, I have my spot. Like, and then Jenny from 106.5 The Wolf took my spot.
Yep.
Well, she's new. She doesn't know that.
Yeah, spots and she's kind. I don't want to be mean, but I just want to be like, I always park here. Now all of a sudden you're parked. Because it's like,
does everybody do that though? They park in the same spot at work, regardless of where they are?
Most of the time.
Right.
Well, at least for us, there are five cars here every morning.
But that's what I'm saying. Like,
Sterling's van is.
Yep.
I know where Mac's car is. Yep. I know where your car is. Mac parks here. You park here. Then I park here. Not anymore.
That guy parks over there on the other
side.
So
now, being the ass that I am, I just park randomly throughout the parking lot.
But do normal offices, everybody parks in the same spot normally every day, or is it just a free-for-all? Like, some places obviously have reserved spots for the C-suiters and whatnot, but, like, every other place...
Everywhere
do you just,
I've worked, I've did always you, parked in the same
but
spot.
But you weren't assigned that, you just did
just
because
did
it became habit.
That's what
right?
it was,
right.
exactly.
And so Amy's habit is forming a third row.
Somebody says something... yeah, pretty much, claim stake. Somebody from the 660 says, random thing that I do as a guy is smell my hand after touching, okay?
All right. See
if I need to shower or not.
Just shower, dude. If you think you need to shower, you don't need to smell your fromunda.
You're giving yourself the flyby?
BBL stinky. Just take a shower.
That's great. Man, that's hilarious. Oh, I will say I comb my beard every night.
Nice.
Yeah, I'll just go there and like go through it. It just feels good.
Yeah,
like,
if I had one,
almost purr. Like, I'm sure when you have your longer hair, Comb it out at night before you go to bed. Feels great. Yeah, I've got thick, curly hair, and I'll just comb it all the way down, then go through my beard, and I'm like, we're ready for bed.
Yeah, are you going to grow it out a little more?
The beard?
Yeah.
No.
No?
No, it stays here. 4 inch or whatever it is.
Could it get more?
It could, yeah.
I just want to see it.
You just want to see giant red face?
Yes.
I don't know about that. It's a good look for me. It's already struggling over here. But yeah.
Struggling.
Can't believe that guy said that and admitted it. Yeah. Gives himself a flyby.
It's gross.
The real Jessica says she does the same thing as you, Dusty, with the leaf blower. So you and Jessica.
Praise be, Jessica. Praise be. Just can't see it. Can't. I just don't like it. God, leaves suck, dude. Don't they?
It's the worst. It's one of the worst things of homeownership.
Are they the most beautiful thing that turned into the most hatred thing?
Yeah, some would say their wife, but I kid.
Oh my gosh.
I kid. What the hell was that? Yeah. Y'all laugh though, right?
Yeah, it was funny.
Exactly.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, man.
I'm offended by that. Put your go offended pants in the closet,
man. Is this a guy thing? When it's dark outside on your patio, you just go hang brain in the corner of the yard?
Man, it doesn't have to be nighttime for me.
Oh. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Just mid-daylight. Hey, Mac, how you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Good you lost?
Apparently.
Like the guy yesterday in front of my... Are you lost? Yes, I am. Oh, my God. Can I help you find yourself?
We get back to the poll question, and we get back to being the thorn in the side of the Colts. We'll explain. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
This is Fesco and Dusty. Tune in to hear from ESPN's Nate Taylor every Thursday at 8:20, right here on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.